For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always,
always
use your head.
You are now listening to Chair Shot Radio. Always use your head.
Oh man, Chair Shot Radio, Tuesday morning edition. My name is Greg DeMarco. I am in the car. I just got out of the gym. Very appropriate given the topic that I'm about to speak about. I've had this plan for a few days now. It's actually very near and dear to my heart. It'll be obvious why very, very soon. It's Monday. I am in the car. So like I said, if you have any of that weird car background noise, please do bear with me on that because I like to be real, and sometimes I think when I change up the environment, like getting in the car, shit like that, then it does kind of be real. One of the highest rated editions of Chair Shot Radio is actually Driving with DeMarco that I did a couple years ago. So that is one that I do believe can do well and can be a good part of what we do and what we talk about. So I am here for you, and we're going to have some fun today. So get ready and get ready to have some fun with me. It sounds like I'm stalling. You know why? It's because there's a cop not too far away, and in Arizona, you're not allowed to do this. So I am making sure that I can, and making sure that he doesn't come after me. Because this is what I do for you. These are sacrifices that I make for you. I risk getting a ticket from the policia because I love recording for you. It seems like we're in the clear. So, Chair Shot Radio, Tuesday morning edition, Greg DeMarco at Chair Shot, Greg, Chair Shot Radio Network, thechairshot.com. Always use your head at Chair Shot Media. 5 days a week now, Chair Shot Radio, your daily fix, sports entertainment, and so much more, just like today's edition. So, what I want to talk to you about is what I call the leukemia set. Now, I just told you I came from the gym, and that's part of the topic, so it might make a little more sense. May not have made a whole shitload of sense at first when you saw the description said the leukemia set. And I'm aware of that, and I'm okay with that, but the leukemia set is something that I try to do every single time I work out. Typically at CrossFit, or if I work out at home, it's basically an at-home CrossFit workout. That's just what I do and how I do it. That's captivated me from a physical standpoint. So it's something that I will keep on doing and keep on focusing on. So that's the leukemia set that I'll be talking about here momentarily. Quick update for you all. I actually, this past week, on Friday, I made my way over to the lab, got some blood work done. This is not the big blood work like I did a month ago. This was where the doctor was able to confirm that we're on our way towards remission for the leukemia, but this is the normal monthly blood work that I do that'll lead to a phone call that I will have with the doctor on Thursday. This appointment's via phone. Sometimes we do video, sometimes we do in person. You know, COVID changed the world a little bit. Now I got some more virtual things going on to accompany the treatment that I'm doing for the chronic myeloid leukemia. CML, if you're living under a rock, is of course, and I shouldn't say that, I apologize. CML, chronic myeloid leukemia, is the leukemia that Roman Reigns has. And I know a lot of people would say had, but it is has. You don't cure CML. You can't get rid of CML. There is no cure. What we can do, obviously we hope for a cure, and we pray for a cure, and we fundraise for a cure, and we do everything we can to get this thing to a cure. But until then, we fight for remission, right? We fight to put this into remission. Usually about 2 to 3 years is the time frame we try to get this into remission. And even when it's in remission, we want to closely monitor what we're doing. And you do that, of course, under the care of a doctor, an oncologist, of course. Mine is an oncologist / hematologist, since leukemia is a blood disease, blood cancer. So that is where I'm at, and that's what's most recently taken place along my journey. So Thursday, I had the blood work done. I'm used to that by now. I mean, getting stuck with a needle has not been something that I've ever had a problem with. So getting blood drawn on a monthly basis doesn't bother me either. And that's good, because it happens a whole lot. So if it did bother me, then I'd have to suck it up, because it's better than the alternative. And you all know what the alternative is. I don't need to insult your intelligence. So I get the blood work done last Thursday, and I'll have last Friday, have the appointment with the doctor this coming Thursday. I think the results are already available. I don't even look at them this time around, because I kind of know where I am. This mainly measures the white blood cell count and some other things. The doctor, now that we're, 4 months into the treatment, the doctor's going to start looking at other areas of my blood work as well, because you still got to worry about things like cholesterol and any other blood counts too. So those things kind of get put on the back burner when you start leukemia treatment. And once that gets under control and we get that white blood cell count down, then we're pushing towards seeing what we can do to get this thing into remission. You know, I don't know, and I obviously haven't talked to him about it. I would love to. Roman Reigns came back, less than 2 years, obviously, after he left for leukemia. And the doctor, it can be considered in a remission once you get to certain levels, but I don't think it's safely considered remission till it's been there for a certain amount of time. So Roman Reigns might still be taking the medication that I take, which is called Tasigna. And what's interesting is, that was the second go-around with it. And typically, what I was told by my oncologist is that once you hit your second round of treatment, you just stay on it. It's two pills you take per day is what I take. Two pills twice a day. So 2 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, 2 in the evening. Very strict rules around eating around it, because that can really fuck with the levels. And that's something that you don't want. So I don't know exactly where he's at. I would love to have that conversation with him and see where he's at, because obviously I'm fascinated by it. It's my life now. It's where I'm at. It's what I have to deal with. So I would love to talk to somebody else who has that as well. Let's take a quick break, and we will come back on the other side, and I'll talk to you about the leukemia set and what that is and why that is the name of this episode. So stick around. I'll be right back.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
All right, thank you for listening to those commercials. If you support our sponsors, we appreciate that. You can also head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick up one of those chair shot t-shirts. You know what? I'll talk about that later. There's lots of ways to support us. If you've ever listened to an episode before, you know that. So I'll do it at the end, because I really want to talk about the leukemia set. This hit me yesterday when I was working out. Yesterday was Father's Day, but I still got to work out, right? I did not work out on Saturday per se. I was very active on Saturday, a very, very busy day. Started early in the morning, a lot of stuff with the kids between some soccer training, my daughter's dance recital. So a lot of things going on Saturday. Spent some time with my wife, family, all of it. So when you combine those things together, that was just a day. That was the whole day. It was a very family day, and I will never apologize for that. So Sunday, Father's Day, I really wanted to get a workout in. And so I had, typically if you do the workout at home, I might do like 4 rounds or 5 rounds of something. And this time I did 6 rounds of something. It was 6 rounds that involved running, it involved some push-ups, it involved some squats, and it involved some sit-ups. And there was weight involved with that too, some dumbbells that I have. Putting all that together, it was a lot of rounds, and it was hot outside. I did this outside, so this is the 115, 113, I think, degree temperature here in Phoenix, Arizona. I live on the West Valley of Phoenix, Arizona, and so it's hot. It's the best way to put it, right? It's fucking hot. And I was reminded, because it would have been easy for me to stop at 5, especially on a day like that where I'm in control of the workout. There's not a coach telling me what to do. There's no prescribed anything that myself and 20 of my closest friends are doing inside of a CrossFit facility. It's just me. So I ran 275 meters. So that was a full speed run pretty much, or a high percentage run, as I didn't need to save anything. Then I did 15 push-ups, but I did them on a bar while on two dumbbells. So I was elevated and gripping while I was doing those push-ups, makes it harder. I then did 20 squats, holding a 20-pound medicine ball overhead the whole time. Then I did 25 sit-ups, and I was going to do 6 rounds of that. And it would have been easy to stop at 4 or 5, especially because I was really tired. And I built in some rest to get out of the heat, because I want to be safe and also drink plenty of water. And I didn't want to do sets 4 and 5 or 5 and 6. So I did set 5. I was like, I can stop now. But when I finished up set 5, I was like, no, there's no stopping now. And I said 3 words in my head: the leukemia set. Now, the leukemia set is something that I've done at CrossFit, something that I've done at home as well. And say there's 4 rounds of weightlifting, okay? And usually there's not, usually there's more. But say there's 4 rounds of weightlifting, and we're doing power snatch, all right? We're doing squat snatch, okay? I might throw in a 5th round real quick, throw in a little more weight and do that 5th round. And I got to do it successfully. Can't fail. And it's called the leukemia set. And it's called the leukemia set because when you get diagnosed with leukemia, you go through a range of emotions. And I can't explain it because I never would have understood it until the day I was diagnosed with it and the days that followed. It wasn't really till the next day after I was diagnosed that it really hit me like a ton of bricks that I have leukemia. It might have been a couple of days later. And that's a breakdown, right? Because you can't control it, you know? And we try to control such a big aspect of our lives. Even people who are super religious, at some point, somewhat seek out control. And I do too. And I can't, you know, I'd be lying to you if I said I didn't. So the leukemia set is my fight with leukemia. Now, I fight every day. I get up, I live my life, and I do that to fight every single day. And I say some stuff to myself. It won't win, it can't win. But I talk to it, to be honest with you. I personify leukemia and turn it into a human being, just like we did with COVID, right? We talk about what COVID likes, what environment it likes. They don't do that stupid shit anymore, but that's what they do. And I would talk about, you can't win. You won't win. You can't win. And I say that, and a lot of times I get emotional about it because deep down inside I know we have a hard time controlling something like cancer. And if it's going to take over, it's going to take over. And then you're fucked, per se. Now, that's, you know, if I didn't have cancer, maybe you could take that as me as a knock on people who do. But I do have it, so I can say whatever I want. I don't want to sound crass, but I live with it every day. And I know a lot of people out there listening to this who do too. And I feel you, and I want you to fight, and I want you to push. And now I'm just going off script, going off the rails a little bit and just talking. But that's the leukemia set. I'm working hard. I'm working harder than I have to. I'm working harder than I need to. I'm working harder than what's on paper, whether I put it there or whether the gym put it there. Because I want to show leukemia that it can't win and that it won't win. And that's the leukemia set. And I did that on Sunday. I treated that 6th set, that set that I wouldn't normally do, that set that I wouldn't normally prescribe, as the leukemia set. That was going to put me over a mile in the running, and that was going to push me over, push into and over the hundreds, depending on the reps that I was doing for those different exercises. Very, very important to me as an individual, and that translates to my family, to my closest friends, to those who look to me for inspiration, which I'm dumbfounded in even saying sometimes because I don't want to be inspiration for people, or I didn't want to be inspiration for people. Now I do, because I realize what I have and what I have to do with it. Because it can't beat me. It won't beat me. And that's what the leukemia set is all about. You can't win. You won't win. So the message that I would see in here is for any of you listening, whatever it is you're fighting, and we're all fighting something. Maybe it's a disease like I have. Maybe it's a mental illness. Maybe it's addiction. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's a family situation. Maybe it's education. Who knows? Maybe a learning disability. There's so many things out there. Very few people are perfect. I know they say no one's perfect, but there's some fucking people out there who got a damn easy life. And more power to them, man. Cherish that easy life if you have it, because it could disappear in a heartbeat. But whatever it is you're fighting, find something to grab hold of. Thankfully for me, when I got diagnosed with leukemia, I had already been going to CrossFit for 7 months. So that was my thing already. That's what I use to break through, to break free, to push myself, to push, to grow, to show my own strength, to show myself what I'm capable of, to prove to myself what I'm capable of, to prove myself wrong when it comes to what I'm capable of. And that's what the leukemia set is all about. Basically, it's a mental exercise that says, if I can do this extra set, this harder set, this set that I probably normally wouldn't do, or I probably shouldn't do, if I can do it, then I can beat this. Then I can fight this, because I'm not that old. All right, 40 years is how long I'm supposed to live. Right? Just say I'm supposed to live till I'm 80. Okay? That's 40 more years of life, approximately. All right, we're not doing math right now. So say I live to 84 years old, all right? 40 more years of my life. That's long enough for us to discover a cure. That's long enough for us to come up with a way to beat this shit, okay? It just is. And I'd love to be around for that. And I'd love to be one of those success stories that beat it. And so in order for me to do that, I got to show it now. I got to show it now that you cannot beat me and you will not beat me. And that's what the leukemia set is all about. So whatever it is that you're fighting, grab hold of something. Something that you do on a near daily basis. Get into it. If you're not already doing something, start doing it on that near daily basis. And then when you're good enough, just good enough, start to push it. Because that's the leukemia set. That's your extra. That's your something more. Okay, when I took a class in grad school, it was a class on the community college, and it was taught by the former vice chancellor of the Maricopa County Community College District. And he would always bring us something extra, and it was called the pilon. My pilon for you today is this, and every single week he brought us something extra. And I always, that stuck with me, right? Provide something extra. That's the pilon. That's the leukemia set. Something extra, something more. Going above and beyond. Staring whatever it is that you're fighting in the face. For me, it's leukemia. Staring whatever it is that you're fighting in the face and saying, fuck you. You won't win. You can't win.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
I know I went kind of deep there, so I don't want to apologize, but I know I get emotional about this stuff. When I do the leukemia set, sometimes I'll well up, maybe even tear up, maybe even have that as I'm going. That happened on Sunday, I'm not going to lie. Like, there was emotion flowing as I was doing the leukemia set. And I feel that now because I'm not going to fucking lose. I got way too much that's good in this world for me. That I'm so lucky and so privileged and so blessed to have. I had a beautiful wife, 2 beautiful children. I got amazing friends around me. Beautiful people that love me. And I'm talking, when I say beautiful, I mean beautiful in every way. Inside, outside, what the fuck ever, man. Humans that are amazing. And I appreciate life and living life so much more. And I already appreciated a lot before then. Anybody who knows me will tell you that I loved life before this shit. And I love it even more now. So if you're struggling, you know, that's what the leukemia set's about. There's value in the struggle. It's something that I heard when I was going to church years ago. Pastor of the church would say there's value in the struggle. And he was suffering from a disease as well. And he became a source of strength for a lot of people. And he would say there's value in the struggle. And for him, at some point, his struggle was getting out of bed. And because of what the disease was doing to his muscles in his body, and how hard it was for him. And he would get out of bed, and he would struggle, but he wouldn't quit. He would get out, because there's value in the struggle. You know, there's a brand out there that I support that I don't always talk about. It's called Not Dead, Can't Quit. And I started supporting that brand last August of 2020. I found it online somehow and just loved it. And I had no idea what life was going to bring. And no clue whatsoever. And I set up a deal with them where I'm an ambassador. And if you use the promo code with my name, you get 30% off. And I don't even get anything back. A lot of ambassador programs, you get a percentage, right? You get a commission on anything that you sell, that anybody who uses your code sells. I don't get that. Because I just love the message. Fell in love with the message from the day I heard it. It's so simple. It's four words. Not dead, can't quit. There's only two ways I can lose. There's only two ways I can be beaten. And one of them I control. And the other one I can't. And I'm only going to lose if I quit or if I'm dead. And I'm not going to quit. And that's how I feel about leukemia. So that's what the leukemia set is. And I know I've repeated myself a little bit here, but sometimes it's what it takes for things to sink in. So if you got something, whatever it is, and you're lost and you're struggling, dude, hit somebody up. And if you don't have somebody to hit up, then you have me. You can hit up. And you can find me on social media at ChairShotGreg, on Facebook, on Twitter, and Instagram. My DMs or private messages or whatever they're called in those platforms, they're open. You can email me at GregDeMarco@thechairshot.com. I think my Instagram might go to my phone number as well. Maybe that's why I get weird phone calls sometimes that don't leave me anything. Who the hell knows, right? It's the world. We all get weird phone calls nowadays. Thanks to cell phones, cell phone towers, and whatever. But if you need help, get help. And if you need to talk to somebody, talk to somebody. And if you can't think of a single fucking person, but you're hearing this, well, you got somebody, because I'll do it. And I know lots of other people associated with this network that would do it. That's what we're here for. That's what we're about, right? People help people, right? Animals help people in a lot of ways, therapeutic. And I know people that have dogs. Those dogs have saved their lives. I know them personally. And I can tell you that I'm not a dog, but I'm a person. And I've had people tell me that I reconnected them with family members through my own stories. I told stories about my dad, and I helped somebody reconnect with their dad. Not even trying. Just they read my story, and they reconnected with their dad before their dad passed away. Not a privilege I had. But if you've got something, continue to fight. Establish your own leukemia set, and just don't give up, because you're not dead, and you can't quit. I mentioned the Chair Shot t-shirts, and I'll get there in a minute, but the Not Dead Can't Quit stuff, like I said, I don't get anything for it. It doesn't even support this network, but it supports you. If you go to ndcq.com or notdeadcan'tquit.com, they're both the same place, and use the promo code DeMarco, you get 30% off for those reminders of what life is and how you can combat life, no matter what life is for you, no matter what life has brought you. You got something that you can fight with, and that's that Not Dead Can't Quit mentality. Life's tough. Be tougher. If you want to support the website, go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick up one of the many amazing shirts that we have. Come up with a couple ideas recently. My Unstoppable brand, I have not had time to focus on, but will soon, because it's still very important to me. And I put a lot of work into it when I was out of work, when I got laid off at the last job. But then, of course, I started up at this one. So, and it's been super busy in a really good way. So I'm not complaining. Listen to Chairshot Radio. Listen to all the shows on this network. We got a lot of people who do a lot of hard work, and I appreciate every single one of them and the shit that they do for this network and the things that they do for you, the listener. And of course, we appreciate you for listening. So thank you for that. I put my hands together right now, and thank you for listening, for being a part of this. Hit me up on social media. I know this isn't your normal episode of Chair Shot Radio, but I hope if it's helped one person, then I'm glad I did it. So thank you for everything. Thank you for listening, being a part of this. Listen to Chair Shot Radio. Tomorrow is Wednesday, which will be myself and Miranda Morales. Thursday, of course, is Ray Cash and Darren Mags Kirkby, although Ray's currently out, so Mags, maybe a friend of Mags, will be there. Friday's PC Tunney, and then back around again to Monday with Patrick O'Dowd and David Ungar. And then Tuesday's either PC Tunney or myself. We'll see. We've got some other ideas that we may spruce in there. We got shows 7 days a week as part of the Chair Shot Radio Network. One of the reasons why we moved Chair Shot Radio to 5 days a week is because we got so much content and not a lot of spaces to put them. So be a part of the movement. Be a part of the Chair Shot. We appreciate you. We love you. We thank you. And remember, be unstoppable and always use your head.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.